Welcome to Aspire. And this is Gregory Penn, and I'm deeply grateful to be with you on this beautiful seventh day of December 2019. And we're going to look at YOLO, you only live once mentality. It'll be interesting. I want to remind you, we're in the kind of the closing month of raising donations to keep Aspire on the air and to do all the things that Aspire does for the community here. We do hospice work. I do. We have our BATMO project with the children that will kind of go into full swing next year. We will be taking care of children, teaching them all sorts of mindful exercises and giving them a chance to change this lifetime for themselves and a part of their world, as well as giving them food and all sorts of things that they need just to exist. So we're doing a great deal of kindness and good for the community, and I hope that you will help us make a change in this world, which is deeply needed if you start seeing what's going on in the world in Hollywood and I'm not going to say Washington, but government. It's a mess. And we, the people, have to take charge of all of this and do things that are beyond the concepts of what government and just charities will offer. We really do support a lot of charities in our area to help children, and they're my main focus. And I hope that you will help us by becoming a sponsor or making a year-end donation. Our mystery donor will match it all the way up to January 1st. So please, we don't have a lot of time, and it's very important that we do this for the sake of humanity. Oh, boy. It's a difficult one. I hope you will go to our website at aspire.org, A-S-P-I-R-E.org, O-R-G. The splash page will tell you everything you need to know and how to become a sponsor. You get a lot of wonderful goodies for being a sponsor, message of the month, access to podcast, video cast, commentaries, as well as 122 discourses I've done over the years on all of my TV programs. So I hope you will listen and enjoy. All right, let's get to the questions. First one from Randall. What makes you believe what you believe? I listen to you and often wonder where you come up with this stuff. Do you really believe everything you say, Randall? Randall, of course, it's not a matter of belief. I don't fuss around with Greg's beliefs. You know, like anyone else, he has his own beliefs about up and down, right and wrong, in and out. But the things that I am trying to offer to you are not coming from Greg. It isn't a matter of what does Greg believe in. I tell my students this, Randall, all the time. You don't listen to the voices in your head that come from your genetic background, and typically they are impulsive, emotional things, like maybe what you're writing to me sounds pretty emotional. So what you want is proof of what I am saying to you is true. I can't do that. You have to figure it out on your own. You have to tune in to what is real within you. And then when you hear someone start to share a little bit of that intonement that you feel or that you know to be true, you'll know. You'll just know. And that isn't really good proof for the literal-minded pedestrian mentality kind of person, because they want absolute, you know, the flat people that believe that the earth is flat, that no matter what you say to them, no matter how you prove it to them, they just are contrary and they don't want to believe anything. They just want to, you know, go on with the way they believe things are, the way things pertain to their mentality. Everything's in proportion to this mentality. And it doesn't go any further than that. I understand that. It is what it is. I'm not going to argue with them. There's nothing I could say to prove to you enough of what I'm trying to offer here. So I don't try. These radio programs are a sharing, a calling. It is the call to the basic unknown within us. You've got to understand that. And if you don't have the mechanism within you of silence, if you don't have the mechanism within you of the awakening, then you're not going to hear this, and you're going to interpret it the way you need to interpret it to make you believe that you are right and I am crazy. And I could be crazy. I'm all right with crazy. But that's the way we live our lives, and I'm not here to change your point of view. I'm really not, because that would be impossible. People will say, you know, I will change, I will do this, and they don't, and they won't, and the reason they don't and the reason they won't is because of the sheer fact of pride and genetics. And you can't understand things your genetics won't let you understand. You have to transcend your genetics. And that takes a lot of inner work, and you're not going to do that inner work because you don't see the value in it. You don't see how this spiritual work could change anything or help anything or do anything meaningful. You just don't see it, and I get that. I truly do get that. But you must understand, from my point of view, I let you do what you need to do. And if you disagree, or if you think it's BS, or you think I'm crazy, I don't care. I can only do for you what you will do for yourself. And if you want to live the rest of your life out like that, there's nothing I can do. Not a thing. Most people are pretty arrogant. And I don't know why people are arrogant. I think money makes people arrogant. They think, you know, if I make a lot of money, I'm an important, special person. So they kind of take that attitude. And then the people who don't make enough money think that they're no good because they don't make enough money. And then you have the people who are in between, who generally are trying to be the upper class and run away from the lower. And it's a mess, our society. So with all of this going on, you have to ask yourself, well, what do I adopt? Do I listen to somebody like Greg Penn? Or do I listen to somebody who's got money and tells me that God wants me to have money and all of that other stuff? You're going to listen to what you survive with. That's the whole key. Survival of the strongest, the most convinced. That's the way we go. That what Darwin would have called the fittest. But I can't help you with that. I can't do that. No one can. Jesus couldn't. Buddha couldn't. Lao Tzu couldn't. Mahavir couldn't. All of the great masters, Krishna. You can't convince people. So, Randall, I'm not here to convince you, whether you get it or not, whether you believe what I say or not. It doesn't matter to me. And if it matters to you and you took the time to write this, it must mean that there's something brewing in you, something you are maybe doubting, because you wouldn't take the time to listen to me, bother to get on your computer and compose this question and send it to me if you didn't have some doubt in there somewhere about the way you look at your life. And that might be a good place to start. Ask yourself the question, why did I write him? Why did I take the time to listen to him? What is it in me that is, you know, going on here? And maybe you'll find that there's a part of you that is, quite frankly, struggling to awaken. How about that? That might be something really wonderful, and you might want to consider looking at that. That's all I'm saying. Randall, thank you for your beautiful question, and thank you for listening, and I hope to hear from you again. I really do. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next question comes from Joseph. He does not tell me where he lives either. In fact, nobody does anymore. Yeah, I wonder if you think I'm going to come after you or something. I would. Anyway, here's Joseph. There is no God. There is no one in control of the world. It's, as you say, the Wild West. I'm frightened. Won't somebody take control or something, he writes. Joseph. Joseph, we're all in control. I mean, you know, it isn't a matter of, you know, is there anyone in this world that is going to take control over this whole thing? And it's a mess. You know, it was left to us to govern ourselves and to live with ourselves. And we don't do that, right? I often go out among the English and I'll tell you what I see out there and what is going on out there is just downright frightening. I mean, frightening. And I hear attitudes and beliefs and I watch people with their theories and everybody's clinging to one ideal or another or one belief to another, and that's how they get there. And now the new trend is don't believe anything. Just say you don't believe whatever anybody says, don't believe it. And I get it. I understand why you would do that. And I often wonder if I were, you know, just a young person now in these days, born and raised by the mother and father I had, which were total, my mother was nuts, you know, just crazy. And my father was indifferent. I wonder how I would look at all of this and what I would come up with. So when I hear people say things like you're saying, there is no God, there is no one in control or charge, you know, it's a YOLO thing. You only live once. You just have what you have. You live what you live. You get what you get. When you die, and it's fade to black, and there's no consequences for the way you've lived. And that's the way most people, you know, live their life. That's the way they like to live their life. It gives them the freedom just to do whatever they want without thinking there's a consequence. And as long as we do that, as any of us live in that mentality, which young people are, and I understand why. I'm not knocking it. Really, I'm not. It's no better than thinking that you're a Christian or a Hindu or a Jew or a Catholic or a Protestant. It doesn't matter. It's no different. It's all the same. It's speculation, irresponsible speculation. And I'm all right with it if that's what you need to do. Now, what do I mean by irresponsible speculation? It means I'm not being responsible for my life, my own life. Anything I believe in that tells me I have no consequence for the way I do and live anything is irresponsible. Because more than ever, even now, the biggest skeptic would have to look at the world maybe and say, well, anything that we do in a personal way is going to affect other people in a personal way. And it will and does. So no matter what you do, it affects everyone and everything one way or another. And if you do that, if you live in that manner, if you become an isolationist and you just don't think that it matters, you know, that you throw your garbage out the window or you you're unkind to a stranger or a homeless person, you think that doesn't matter. It matters a great deal. It totally matters. And most people look at their lives and say, well, I can't live for other people. I can't be bothered with all of that. And that's why the earth and the world is the way the earth and the world is. And that's why we have all the difficulties we have, because this is the way we choose to live our life. It's painful and it's subjective only to the truth. And if you can be subjective to the truth and look at it from the point of view of, instead of being contrary to it, to try to understand it, it could help you a little bit. But the subjectiveness is in behaviors and not in consciousness. Look, we're here to develop consciousness, Joseph. You have to develop it in order to understand the world you live in, the environment you're in, the atmosphere of the environment you're in. You have to look at it from that point of view. If I don't look at it from that point of view, I miss the entirety of my life. I don't see how I fit. I don't see the way, the truth, the light inside of other people as well as in myself. So when you walk up to someone and you say, you know, you meet them for the first time, you have to listen to who they are. You can hear everything about them, Joseph, and you speak to the very best that lives within them. You don't speak to the contrary. You don't speak to the frivolous. You speak to that part of them as you listen to them, the in-between part, the gap, the space, the pause between their words and their thoughts. And you hear that in there, trapped in there, is a very beautiful being. And if you can speak to it and you can care about it, you will find you have spoken to yourself. You have found a oneness. It isn't a friendship or a kinship you have developed. It's more than that. You have become one with the infinite. So when I meet people, I don't listen to their past or their future or whatever it is that they're going through. I listen to that voice inside them that is trapped. And I speak to that loving part of them, whether they are aware of it or not. Now, some people will say, well, you know, you're just being polite. No, it's more than being polite. It's being aware. It's being conscious. It's being kind. It's about developing the willingness to hear love and speak love to those who need love. And we all need to be reminded that we are love. You are only love. This human form with hair and flesh and bone and blood, it's just a vehicle. That's it. It is no more, no less. It's engineered and beautifully done, but we tear it apart with our attitude, our disregard for it, with food and alcohol and drugs. Our psychology is a mess now. I mean, we're getting worse and worse and worse. We're not getting better with our psychology. So we find different ways to undermine ourselves. So you say there is no God. There is no one in control of the world. It's what you say. And when I say on radio, it's a wild, wild west. Yes, all of that may be very true. I don't believe in the God that most people believe in. You know, I just don't believe. I look into things. I look deep into them. And I like what Jesus said, God is love. Buddha referred to not God, but love, constantly saying it is love, love, love. He wouldn't use the word God because people misunderstand, and they misunderstand at a drop of the hat, and it's very dangerous to use that word God. It just is extremely dangerous because it connotates all sorts of ideas of some man in the sky with a long beard and has a mysterious agenda for the world and just lets things go to pot, and he made crap, let's face it. I mean, if he is the one that's responsible for making this world, he screwed up big time. So it's hard to believe in something like that. I don't go down that road. God is love. It is a profound statement, to say the least, to say God is love. Profound statement. But most of us don't get it because we're so busy living in the mechanism of our mediocrity and our mind, our genetics, our DNA, just trying to survive and doing everything we can to survive. And in living in that way, we miss. Here we are at Christmas. It is the biggest joke ever played on humankind. You know, you think about it. We love this man named Jesus and the Savior and all that in December, and then April will kill him. It just it's a lot of hooey wooey, and it's for people who believe in fantasies and fairy stories and all of that. You really need to get into the powerful teachings of Jesus, just the Beatitudes. If you took the Beatitudes and ripped them out of the Bible and just had them in your possession for the rest of your life, you would have more than enough to live your life in a conscious way. Joseph, it is the Wild Wild West. I agree with you, or I agree with me, whatever. But you can live differently. And I hope that somehow by listening to me and maybe getting involved in meditation, maybe the ones I offer wherever you live, you can download them. You start to work on yourself a little bit. Trouble is, when you start, you can't quit. It's got to be a lifetime project. Please forgive me. Namaste. A lifetime project that no one would even consider. I don't know anybody on the outside world other than my students who would even consider the fact that this is all about love and it's a lifetime project. Last question. Randy does not tell me where he lives. Here's what he says. Listen to this. We live, we die, nothing else. Prove it. Randy. Well, there's a little more to our lifetime than you live, you're born, you live, you die, and that's it. This is the YOLO mentality. You only live once, and so you just live it to the peak experience. It's very interesting to me how people are so uninterested in love. Just so uninterested. It's the most talked about thing in the world, the least understood and the very least lived. Randy, I'm not here to prove anything. I'm not here to prove to you or to my audience what I'm saying is true. You really have to be of another elk to be with me. You can't be looking for standard answers and methods and theologies. I'm not one of those guys. I'm not here to convey a message of some point of view in Zen or Sufism or anything. I love Zen, and I teach it in a way. And same thing with Sufism. I love it, and I teach it as well. They're methods. They're not religions. They are not, philosophical. They're direct ways to get into the state of love itself. So if you believe the way you do and you're a YOLO, then here's what you need to do in listening to me and all that. You need to prove it. You need to prove that you're right, I guess, to you, and that's what you do. But what if you were to maybe cast a little doubt in there? I mean, what would it hurt? You're not going to be killed for it or whatever. Cast a little doubt in it. Start to meditate. Watch your thoughts. Create a witness. Observe rather than condemn and make final judgments on what is right and what is wrong and what our life is all about and all of that other stuff. No, just watch. Watch. Watch the state of your mind. Watch it change. Watch how it changes, what it changes into, what its natural function is in you. Just watch. Don't say, oh, I know all that. You don't. I don't. No one does. If you can just watch without making assertions and judgments, you will see the bigger picture very readily. And if you see that bigger picture, then you will understand what I am trying to do here on Aspire and what I've done for many, many years, almost 50 years. You start to see, oh, there's more to all of this than I thought there was. There's more to this than I can think. There's more to this than I can believe. You will find you are love. You are that which is love. I got to get out of here. I want to thank you for listening. And thank you, Randy, for your beautiful question. I deeply appreciate it. We'll be back on the air tomorrow with more interesting questions, I guarantee it. Thank you for listening. Hope this helped you. Go out and make a little donation to Aspire, huh? Go to the website, make a donation, aspire.org. Our mystery donor will match, and it'll help us so much. Please forgive me. Namaste.